Coming in hot, 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 Lisa shares her financial tips and strategies to build wealth, have fun with finances, and be debt-free without having a restrictive budget. From bankrupt to millionaire, Lisa knows what it's like to feel as if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Her unconventional money multiplier system is the very wealth protocol that enabled her to retire 2.5 years early, pay down $100,000 of debt in 6 months, and move to her dream home at the beach. Hey, hey, welcome back to this episode of iDate Money. I'm your hostess, Lisa Drennan, your wealth activator. It's all about 10xing your profit, and it starts with your thoughts because your mind is full of gold. Today, we have an awesome guest. June Edward is a platform psychic medium. Define that. She passed to the other side at the age of 27 and came back here by choice. She has worked on missing person cases as well as consulted with many well-known paranormal groups and authors. An author and teacher of psychic and mediumship development, she created the Relationship Mastery Program, which teaches people how to change their energy, learn their five love lessons, repair their relationships, and magnetize anyone or anything into their lives. Now, who doesn't want this in their life, right? Welcome, June. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing all the gifts and talents that you have. Tell us about this choice, this energy, how you changed your energy, and how did it help 10x your profit?
Well, thank you for having me here. So I learned a lot about energy, and I guess it was kind of accidental, because when I died when I was 27 and came back here, you know, we get a little bit into quantum physics at that point, because your soul is nothing but pure energy. We are not the suit that, you know, sits in front of us. We're pure energy. And when your energy goes into the light, and the speed of light is like 300 million miles an hour, right? And you come back into your body, the vibration is automatically much higher. And vibration is just another term for energy, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything in the universe has to stay in balance. Everything in the universe is made of energy. It's how it works. Thoughts are absolutely things. Where your thoughts go, your energy flows. So you can sit here and have a mindset of lack, or you can have a mindset of abundance, and that's what you're putting out to the universe. So at the end of the day, we're all like magnets, and you're either attracting or you're repelling at any given time. And the goal here is to have a high vibration so that you're on that same frequency with other things on a high vibration. It's like a radio station, right? You can't get the frequency and can't get the radio station if you're not on that frequency. You have to be on that high vibration, on that frequency, and you want to magnetize that into your life. Then the key to the law of attraction is balance, because everything in the universe has to stay in balance. It's just like you have this great windfall year, right? You make a ton of money, and then the next year you crash. Why does that happen? Because everything has to stay in balance. It has to be an even exchange of energy. So if you've made a ton of money 1 year, the universe has to balance it out. You're going to lose your shorts the next year. That's just how it has to work. So when you raise your vibration to that higher level, you can keep that steady flow of high income coming in all the time. Energy is money. Money is energy. That's why money is called currency, because it's energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to understand that money flows just like a river. It comes and goes. You want that steady flow to come into your life at all times. And what people go about things sometimes for the wrong reasons. You know, I want money because I want to be rich. No, that's power. Okay. And that's the wrong reason. If you want energy to flow into your life because it's just a natural abundance of what you're entitled to, as we all are, and you're using it for good purposes, and you have, you're doing it with a good heart, then the universe is just going to make it flow, because that's how it's supposed to work. But again, everything in life is all about the energy you put out, and it's all about the intentions that you put out. The universe rewards you for the work. So if you're doing the work with a good heart in a good way, I don't care what it is. I have my computer guru. I've had him with me now for probably 30 years through most of my businesses. And he's just a really good-hearted, you know, loves God, loves people, will help you as much as he can. And yes, his prices are high. Why? Because he's good at what he does. It's an equal exchange of value. If you want cheap, you're going to get cheap. You're going to get an equal exchange of value. Okay. This is how energy works. This is how the world works. If you want value, it costs. It costs energy. Whether it's a barter system, whether it's paying out in money, it makes no difference. It's all the same thing. The end goal is to live an abundance, a life of abundance. Okay. That's the end goal. And you have to trust that the universe has your back. You know, you planned this life before you came here. If you're living in lack, you have to ask yourself, why? What lesson am I not learning? And money and balance is one of the biggest lessons that we come here to learn. And because we're in this 3D life, money is the tool that we use to show whether or not your life is in balance. Okay. You don't walk into a grocery store yet and pop down $1,000 to buy bananas or a loaf of bread, right? Not yet. It's getting there. Not yet. Okay?
Hopefully never. I don't want to spend my money that way.
But this is where balance comes in. It has to be that equal exchange of energy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you're setting your prices in your business, you want to make sure that your value is there. And I always tell, you know, I've been in business my whole life. I've owned several businesses from the ground up that were very successful. And I used to consult on businesses for people that were doing poorly on how to improve their businesses. Everyone's afraid to increase their prices. Oh God, I don't want to lose my customer base. Well, look at it this way. If you increase your prices 10% per year, and you lost 10% of your customer base because you increased your services by 10%. You haven't lost any money, but you're doing less work, right? You haven't lost anything there.
Right.
And you have to know your value. If you don't know your value, and this is where self-worth comes in, another lesson, right? You have to have self-worth. You have to know the value of what it is you're doing or serving or giving to someone or selling to someone. And if you have something of value, then you should be very proud and not, you know, to be offering it at whatever price point that you're offering at, because that's an equal exchange of energy.
Right. Okay? And so many people, you know, understand that, but they don't do it. What is the blocker? And
okay, so we all have a brain in our head, right? Most of us. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
So again, you are not this body. You are the energetic being inside. But you're here living a 3D experience. So you have this brain in your head that is nothing more than a high-tech computer. And it will help you process all the information that you receive from your soul, hopefully. However, your brain has a primary purpose. Your brain's primary purpose, its job is to protect you. And how does it do that? It does it by creating fear. So people are constantly making their decisions out of fear. And when you do that, it's literally a crapshoot. It's a 50-50 shot. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but you're always questioning yourself. So what I teach people, other than how energy works, is how to get in touch with your soul. So when you're making that decision from your soul, not your head, it's the right decision 100% of the time, and it will always work out the way it's supposed to. That's the difference. It's the knowing. And I mean, I've been in everybody's shoes here at one point in time. You know, I was making decisions in my business about 10 years ago out of pure desperation because I couldn't find employees. And I was going against my soul because I needed the bodies. And what happened? The shit hit the fan. I was not going with my soul. I was making that decision out of fear in my brain instead of knowing that had I done it differently, it would have worked out differently.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times we get caught up in that emotional trap because, you know, our thoughts come in and then we get this feeling. And I believe our bodies feel it first. And then when we can just acknowledge it and we can change the path that we want to go on and we get to choose abundance, we get to choose what wealth is. And so many people have a different definition of wealth. What is wealth for you?
For me?
Yeah.
It's the abundance that I have right now. The universe provides me with anything and everything I ask for. So I'm sure if I needed $1 million for something, it would supply it, but I don't have that need. It supplies me with everything that I needed or asked for. I have wonderful friends. I have a wonderful home. I'm taken care of financially. I have a wonderful relationship with my children and my grandchildren. I get to travel. I get to see them. When you put your intentions out there to the universe, they literally fulfill what it is you've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is another one of our lessons that we have to learn. That's my book in the background, All's Fair in Love and Karma. And these lessons apply to everything in our life. Every one we come in contact with is a relationship. Even business, that's a relationship. All your employees, you have a relationship with your employer. You have a relationship with your suppliers. You have a relationship with your customers. We have a relationship with everyone, okay? And what you put out to the universe, you get back. You have to ask. They're always working on the other side to help you. But if you don't ask, they're not going to help. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. So you really have to understand how to have a relationship with energy, which is money, and how to have a relationship with the rest of the universe so it can supply for you and bring to you what it is you ask for and what it is you want and deserve.
It sounds so simple. Like, you know, energetics, I'm very curious about. I don't even pretend to understand that. I know money is energy. I know where everything is made out of energy, but I'm not able to explain that concept clearly in my own thought process. And one of my good friends is a physics professor at University of Texas. And I'm like, just give it to me at the sixth grade level.
I love it. Absolutely. And energy is not that difficult to understand. It really isn't. It has to do with raising your vibration. So let's say you walk into a wedding, okay, or a birthday party. You feel that energetic vibration in the room, right? Feel how high it is. And then walk into a funeral, right? With everybody sitting there crying. You can feel how low that energetic vibration is. Mm-hmm. So when you get in touch with your soul, because that's pure energy, you automatically start picking up on all the energy around the room, all the energy everywhere you'll pick up on. You'll know when someone walks in your door, if they're trying to sell you something, whether or not they have good energy and they're honest, or whether they have low energy and they're dishonest. You'll know immediately. When an employee walks in the door and wants to apply for a job, you'll be able to tell immediately from their energy whether or not they're being honest or they're not, or they're dishonest. Mm-hmm. Very easy once you learn how to read and pick up on energy.
Yeah. And they say like the body language, like our body speaks louder than our words do. And I know when we're growing up, we're never, you know, most people weren't taught about finances, but we caught a lot of it based on the actions of our, you know, caregivers. And when we think about that, what is the earliest lesson that you learned about money?
Well, I guess it's that, you know, I grew up with my family never having it. My father was in business. Everybody thought he was very wealthy because they think every business owner's got, you know, they're crapping out money, right? Yeah. And we were on welfare. I was one of eight kids. And we, you know, we'd have to wait in line back in the day to get the powdered milk and the orange cheese. And yeah, so that was one of the biggest, you know, people have such a misconception about what money is. And its availability. And my parents had no clue on how to manage money, to be honest. My father would have been, you know, he died a multimillionaire. However, because he didn't manage his money, it was pilfered and stolen, and most of the kids got nothing. He wasn't a really good man. So he got the money because he was supposed to be doing something with it and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't follow through with the universe, basically.
Yeah.
So, and he had no self-worth. So he would never enjoy the fruits of his own labor. Mm-hmm. He lived like a pauper. He was a hoarder. He didn't eat properly. He didn't take care of himself. He worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just slept here and there. He had no life. His life was completely, he was the poster child for having a life that's out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't enjoy anything he had.
Yeah. So how did that shape your relationship with money?
I learned through energy how money flows. And through my businesses, I learned as well. So when you're doing something for the right reason and the greater good, it automatically just, it flows to you. automatically. The universe makes sure that you have everything that you need so that you can achieve your goals.
I love that. And I know our listeners love that too. And it's like I said earlier, it's so simple. And thank you for explaining it at that level that we can understand it at, because I know a lot of times we shift our perspective and you hear a lot about the law of attraction and money mindset and things like that. And people just, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to set my intention, but then they don't take the action steps to get there. And that self-worth that you mentioned, that imposter syndrome comes in and we don't feel worthy to receive. So the conflict with the thoughts and our feelings and the actions don't get us the results we want. So it's so important to tie that all in together. What is something that you do on a daily basis to help you get what you want and what you're asking for and to have that conversation and to set that intention?
So in order to get in touch with your soul and raise your vibration, you need to learn how to meditate. That is really the quickest way and the only way to stay in touch with your soul and keep that vibration high. And most people pray or they ask the universe or they have something that, you know, they'll put it out there. And when you meditate, you get your answers. You literally get your answers from the other side. And when you acknowledge the other side, so being grateful is a huge thing, because look at it this way. Okay, let's say you're kind of a spoiled child and, you know, people are always giving you everything and you could care less. You don't even acknowledge it. They give it to you and you throw it in the corner, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to want to give something to that person that doesn't appreciate what you give them, right? And isn't grateful? Mm-hmm. Or if you gave, say you walked into a grocery store and you saw a woman struggling and you paid the $20 for her groceries and she's just so grateful to you that, you know, now she can afford diapers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you really want to help someone like that more?
Yes.
And it's the same thing on the other side. When you understand how the universe works, the more grateful you are, the more they want to help you.
That's beautiful. And I love that, because with my money multiplier system, we do that. We take 10% and we give, and creates that reciprocal energy. And there's just this feeling of wow, I get to help this person. I get to support this charity. And one of the things in my journey that I started to change in my mid-40s, when I started going through the change of life, I was like, I just wanted peace. There was all this turmoil going on, right? And I chose to write out 10 things a day that I was grateful for and the reason why. And I started thinking about all the things that we can be grateful for, even things that we don't enjoy. And I had an experience where back in Rochester, New York, we had our big snowy days and walking the dogs one morning. It was cold and wintry, and we just had a huge storm. And I had to walk out into the road because none of the sidewalks were paved yet, or shoveled, whatever it's called. Anyways, as I was walking, I was like, oh, it's so cold and miserable. Okay, what am I thankful for right now? And as I was walking, the streetlights had reflected off the snow and it looked like it was still snowing and it was diamonds in the sky.
Oh, how beautiful.
And so beautiful and just so serene. And it just brought me so much peace. And I was like, wow, if I can be thankful for snow, what else can I be grateful for? And it totally changed my perspective. And every day I write out 10 things that I'm grateful for and the reason why, or I say them out loud in some
and
way.
Those are the things that raise your vibration. Those are the things, you know, that's what the law of attraction is all about. What you focus on, okay, you become. So you can choose to focus on the negativity in the world and it will lower your vibration and you will become part of that negativity. Or you can choose to focus on being grateful for the things that you have in your life, and the universe will just keep bringing more of what you're grateful for. It's how it works.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. I remember I read somewhere once that if you woke up with everything that you were grateful for, what would you have?
Exactly. And this is why, you know, people are like, oh, well, how come we have death and sadness and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you didn't have that, you wouldn't understand joy and happiness either, would you? You wouldn't appreciate one if you didn't have the other. So when you balance your energy out, the highs aren't so high, the lows aren't so low, but life is just amazing at that point. And you really, truly attract anything and everything that you can put out to the universe that you want. And that just makes it, I could tell you story after story of stuff that I've put out there and how the universe just brings it to me. It's just amazing. However, one of the other lessons we have to learn is patience. So because you put it out there, just say you're starting your business out and you want to be extremely successful and you've written up these goals and I want to do $1 million by, my end of my second year and blah, blah, blah. You know, you wrote the plan before you came here and that may not have been the plan. Maybe this, what you're doing right now is just a stepping stone to something larger. Maybe your business is just making widgets. Okay. Maybe something else is going to come down the road and Mr. Widget Guy is going to come buy your business out for, $10 million in about 4 years, but you can't see that now. If you saw it, you wouldn't enjoy the ride. Okay. All you have to know is that something wonderful will come out of it and something wonderful is coming down the road. Keep doing the work. You'll get the reward because that is how the universe works. If you don't do the work, you don't get the reward.
I love that. That is beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. What's the best financial tip that you have applied in your life that's helped you level up that you can share with the audience?
Well, I can give them two. First of all, pay yourself first.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're in business, you're working hard for that. You are valuable. You are worthy of it. Pay yourself first. And if there's no money at the end of the week to finish paying the vendors, pay them something. Okay. You'll end up ahead of the game in the end and everybody will get paid, I promise. And the second thing is to really start to be grateful for what it is you do have and know that we're all here to help each other. Don't be selfish in your life. Don't be selfish in your business. Don't think that the competition, is hurtful. Competition's a wonderful thing. I opened my first daycare center going back about 30 years ago. And all of a sudden, three or four more large group daycare centers opened around me. And everyone was like, oh, no. Oh, I'm like, it's not a big deal. Trust me. Competition's a wonderful thing. I have unbelievable quality. And they did not. So they went from their place to my place and found me because they weren't happy at the other places. So if you're offering something that people want, competition is not a bad thing. It levels the game and it raises the quality.
Okay? I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. What's the best way for our audience to connect with you?
They can go to my website, juneedward.com. All my books are available for sale there. There's videos that they can watch. There is a free webinar they can watch about energy. And they can find me on all the social media links as well. And they can email me through either one.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to go check that out because I literally prayed today that I wanted to dive more into energetics. And one of the girls in my mastermind, one of the women in my mastermind group was talking about, she didn't change anything about her marketing. All she changed was her energetics and she got 8 clients. And I'm like, okay, I need to understand this energetic more. So this morning I was literally saying, okay, I'm going to learn more about energetics today. Cause every day I learn something new. And I was like, I really want to learn about energetics. So now I get to watch a webinar on energetics. So divine timing. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, please go to June's website. The link is in the show notes. Get her books. She's got All's Fair in Love and Karma. So you really want to connect with relationships. I know I have a former client who would love to read this book. So I'm going to definitely direct her that way. And remember, like everything that you do is energy. We are energy. You can connect with your soul through that meditation that June was talking about. And when you get to receive the money, the wealth that you desire, it will come your way, combining that intent with your action. And remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Get ready to activate wealth. Be the next millionaire. With a simple adjustment of your finances using an energetically aligned money multiplier system, you get to build wealth by partnering with money. It's time to have fun with finances. Pick a date, the link is in the show notes, to book your wealth activation call where you will get the one solution to multiply your money. Remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it.